Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He pioneered Jets blogging and podcasting. He brought smiles to the faces of Jets fans all over the world. He was there through the good and bad. And then, one day, he vanished. People far and wide wondered, where has he gone? When will he return? Thankfully, the answer is now.
I'm back.
The OG of Jets podcasting and blogging is back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
This is There's Always Next Year with Brian Bassett.
I'm back. The real me. Let's not make a whole thing of it.
And his co-hosts, Chef Travis Milton.
Today we're going to be making the students my tasty baked ziti with basil and fresh mozzarella.
And Josh Conrad.
Oh, my brother, testify.
On Turn on the Jets Digital.
Welcome back to There's Always Next Year. I am your host, Brian Bassett. You can follow me on Twitter at Brian_Bassett. And as always, I'm here with Travis Milton, who you can follow on Twitter at -37board27. And along with Travis and myself, we are commiserating the Jets 33-0, humiliating defeat with Josh Conrad, who you can find on Twitter at Josh_Conrad. So, gentlemen, Blarg, did you ever imagine that we were going to be talking about this Jets game against the Patriots with Sam Darnold, and they actually played a better game in the first game without Sam Darnold?
Nope. I don't know that it was a better game. I mean, they didn't score an offensive touchdown in the first game.
True.
It's just everybody, well, they didn't even make up for it, but so bad. I'm sitting in a glass case of emotion. I'm pulling my best Ron Burgundy right now.
I'm sitting in a glass case of emotion.
Oh, not sitting.
Milk was a bad choice.
Yeah. They took Baxter. Oh, my gosh. The bad man took Baxter. The bad man took our hope. That's essentially what happened. The bad man took our hope. We are in a position where a week ago things looked like, for all of the darkness that we saw without Sam Darnold earlier in the season, we were starting to get a little light with Sam Darnold playing very well against the Cowboys, who we all agreed were maybe a little bit of a pretender. Masking as a contender, but regardless, there was still a sense that, hey, maybe this Jets team is better than anticipated. And then we get what we saw Monday night with Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, throwing off his back foot repeatedly, some terrible, terrible interceptions. And then beyond that, some of those missed passes were also just horrific, where he was throwing the ball. There wasn't a Jets player or any player within 10 yards of where the pass landed on the field. And so I guess I'm just asking you guys, do you think this is a product of him playing what is the best defense in the league, or is there some regression, or what's happening with Sam Darnold from what we saw a week ago to what we saw this week? Because, I mean, just to say, Rod Marinelli is no slouch in terms of coaching a defense.
No, I think what's happening is that our quarterback is seeing apparitions of formerly alive human beings in the form of ghosts now.
Mm-hmm. Ghost dad.
He's the kid from Sixth Sense grown up. I was watching some of the pregame stuff on ESPN yesterday, and Dan Orlovsky, former UConn quarterback, shout out UConn Huskies. He had some really great stuff about this coverage zero blitz package that the Patriots would be running, and then they ran it basically all night. And it the fact that Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, sees things that Adam Gase and Greg Williams can't see is both infuriating and so predictable. And so, it certainly is a credit to that Belichick defense. And listen, we couldn't block to save our lives. And so, Darnold couldn't make good reads. The line was not picking up blitz packages from where they're coming from in this coverage zero thing. And our quarterback was seeing ghosts, and he had his toenail ripped off. So I don't know where to start with it. I just know that all of those things go into the soup, and what comes out is something you don't want to eat.
Toenail soup?
Ugh. Little toenail pie. That sounds like something from Appalachian cuisine barf. From the 1920s.
So much barf.
Travis, what did you think? I mean, I forced myself to watch it until about the 5-minute mark or something yesterday, and then I was like, I can't keep doing this. I've done it this long. I should probably see it through, but I got to turn it off at this point.
One of my best friends is a Patriots fan, so I've actually seen pretty much all the Patriots games this year, and one thing that is a true testament to their defense is it's less about the talent and more about this defense and this Patriots team might be the most Bill Belichickian thing that I've ever seen in my life. This defense is so good, not necessarily at disguising, but making a quarterback second guess what they're doing. And you saw a lot of that last night with, they're going into, zero all-out blitzes, and then, they make him think that we're zero all-out blitzing you every time on third down, and then they drop into zone when they've been playing man the whole time, and then there's times when it's in man where they make him think that it was zone. Like, they literally just got into Sam's head from the first play and made him second-guess every single thing that he was doing, and legitimately, that's what they've been doing all year long, and they've been playing against younger quarterbacks for the bulk of this, like Jones, and I mean, that's exactly what happened last night, and I don't know that it was a product of the talent on defense, but it was a product of the scheming and our just being out freaking coached on every single level. It was
I mean, and that's one of the things that we've seen so far this year, to your point, is, Bill Belichick is truly in command of this defense. You know, having seen Matt Patricia and Brian Flores leave town over the last couple of years, while he ceded more responsibility to them, now with a younger group of, potentially replacement kind of, full-on defensive coordinators who would run that system, Belichick is running that system, and it's just not it's right. You're getting the best of him. He's not looking at the offensive side of the ball. I'm sure he's in there and talking to them, but on game day, he's thinking about defense and game management and what a game he called. That said, there were obviously, to your point, places where they were begging Sam Darnold and Adam Gase to beat them. Like, if you listen to the broadcast, they were talking about how, because they were in zeros, basically man coverage all over the field. There should be places where a quarterback with a good arm can get the ball to. And while I get it, they're bringing pressure and that offensive line is a leaking sieve, it seems to me that there were more plays that could have been had. But Sam Darnold was not able to gut through making those calls, and you know, but like then when you see him throwing off his back foot, you know, and it's a floating ball that gets, you know, picked and returned, and we saw four interceptions. You're like, well, why are you making the wrong throws, but you're not making the right throws that you should be? And I mean, it is a factor of disguises, but it's a factor of other things too. And I think it looked to me like there were times where Gase was trying to do different things. He was trying to run screenplays. He was, you know, he's trying to do all kinds of different shenanigans, and just nothing worked. Nothing cared. And so I guess, you know, where's faith to just ask, like, well, you know, where do we go from here? Is it, well, we're getting into a softer part of the schedule and things will be easier? Or is it like, these are the games that we hired you to win, and you're not even, you haven't even scored an offensive touchdown in the two games against your biggest rivalry. So Josh, when you think about this team and kind of where they are right now, what do you expect of them going forward?
I think it's in between the Cowboys game and this Patriots game. I don't see a lot of games coming up where there's going to be total embarrassment, but I also don't think that Cowboys win is going to hold up over the course of the season. That team looks like it's a little bit on the downswing too. I don't really know, like, and I know that's kind of a crappy answer, but like from Adam Gase, who's really given us nothing in terms of what they're trying to do, or, you know, really seeing any cohesive offensive game plan. Lev Bell was a brighter spot. I mean, it still wasn't a great game for him, but it seemed to be the only thing kind of consistently working is getting some rushing yards, albeit not that many. So I don't know, guys. Like I feel at a loss here, and I feel like it's just going to have to come back to Adam Gase just owning this. And, you know, the little halftime, I don't know if it's at halftime or is right before halftime, and he's given a little pep talk, and they obviously had Sam mic'd, and so they had the audio from Gase just saying like, hey, you got to clear it and start over. And it's like, is this the magician that was working with Peyton Manning? Like, obviously, you know, like the quarterback whispering of Adam Gase to Sam Darnold has done almost nothing for him, you know, a third of the way through this season. And so I don't know what to expect going forward. I don't know if we should expect 33-0 blowouts or 2-point wins over semi good teams. Like it's somewhere in between any given week. But this was a complete no show from top to bottom, in something that should have been a little bit more competitive. So I don't know. I really I've had no expectations. I was trying to temper Jets Twitter yesterday by saying, listen, like the out of controlness of people thinking over the weekend that the Jets were going to win this game and that New England had any reason to be worried was just so completely ridiculous. And that's, you know, a realistic point of view, but what have we really seen, guys, that like gives you any hope for the rest of, like, what have you seen that goes, man, if we can just keep doing this one thing, we're going to be successful? I can't name one thing consistently that feels successful with this team right now.
They're dropping their safeties 10 yards off the line of scrimmage against short throws. Is that good?
That's pretty consistent, and maybe not in the way you want it to be.
Okay. You talk about that little vignette where he was mic'd up with Adam Gase, and kind of what immediately came to mind. I'm such a jerk. But what immediately came to mind is like Gase knowing in the back of his mind that Sam Darnold was mic'd up and on Monday night, and not that they would show him screaming at him to, you know, be a better human being or whatever, but that like that he's like kind of the subtext is, I know you're mic'd up for ESPN right now and you're playing a terrible game of football and I will ream you out later, but for right now, like, just I believe in you. it was the weirdest little moment, and just to see that, and I understand like he is trying to be supportive, but he's like, I'm being supportive because I'm on national TV and I need to be seen as being supportive rather than just actually being supportive. And I'm like, this is all the reasons why I never wanted to hire this guy. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's enough of my ranting. Travis, do you want to rant for a little while?
I don't know, like, I'm just feeling sad.
Yeah. That's fair. That's even worse. That's like when your dad told you he's disappointed in you when you did something wrong as a kid. Like, you just, It's like, I just feel sad. I don't even feel like I want to rant. It's just not worth it.
To be honest, like, I didn't have high expectations going into the game because I have watched so many Patriots games, and I feared that this was going to happen. And I think I texted you both, like, this team is why I can't have any optimism in my life. Like, I don't want to – I've been trying to work on vulnerability and read Brené Brown books, but I can't open myself up to this team. Mm.
You need to write yourself a permission slip that it's okay for the Jets to be bad.
Yes. You know, yes.
One bright spot, guys, that did come out of this game, and I was really excited when I realized it. It's going to be like 12 months before we have to play the Patriots again. It's great.
Oh.
See, this is amazing, Josh, because you just faded out there when you were saying, like, the one bright spot, and then, like, your audio just went completely dead. So I think there's something telling there, but I can hear you now, but you need to re-say it, but it was just so telling about the one bright spot from the Jets. So,
yeah.
go ahead.
The second bright spot, in addition to silence, is we don't have to play the Patriots for another 12 months.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Okay.
That's a victory. That is formation.
That's sad. That's so sad. Gives us 12 months to gut our roster and start all over again for the 20 millionth time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Okay, so we're talking about Gase a little bit. We have to talk about that moment at the end of the game. It was about 10 minutes left in the game, and Belichick takes the, two penalties, right? So they take the delay of game to basically move themselves a little bit away from the, to move themselves further to midfield so they have a better punt, a better chance at pinning the Jets deep. And then Adam Gase declines it. And then he does it again. Belichick and the offense do an intended false start. And then Gase declines that penalty again. Like, I'm curious your reaction to that moment and I'm sure you're following along on Twitter a little bit. But what was your read on that moment in time?
I missed half the question.
Okay. You're just crying.
Actually, like, legitimately, this sounds like, again, when I just said I'm sad, I'm eating a piece of cheesecake in the car by myself, so.
That's also known as victory formation.
it's not my normal drinking whiskey, but yeah.
God.
I'm eating a piece of cheesecake.
Oh, wow. So, we're off the keto diet.
Yeah.
We're pounding cheesecake.
Off the rails. Cheesecake.
Oh, my God. We're not even weaponizing White Claws anymore. We're just shoving cheese,
cheesecake
into our face. I love it.
If I see one Insta story in the next 2 days of Travis in a bar while Carole King is playing, I'm calling for an intervention. Brian,
welfare check. We need a welfare check.
I am driving through Richmond and picking up Brian. Yes. We are coming to do an intervention.
We're coming to you.
Oh, Lord.
So the question was, there were the two penalties that Belichick, Josh, I'll start with you.
Oh, the FU penalties?
Yeah. The
favorites.
Yes.
Yes.
What was your read on that, just watching along at home?
It gave me a flashback to the Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells 30 for 30, where they were ranting just about how much they hated everything about the Jets. And I just thought in my head, like, in like to the level. And listen, I don't put anything past Bill Belichick. I think somewhere in his brain in the last week was, all right, I'm going to store these two things away. So if it's completely out of control and we are decimating them, I'm just going to screw with them personally. I think that was just for Bill. I think Bill went, you know what, 6 championships, a ton of AFC championship games, division victories, winning the division year after year. This one's for Billy Boy. And so I hate that man with every fiber of my being. And man, would I love him if he was my head coach. It was like a masterpiece.
Travis, what do you think?
It was a masterpiece of FUing. It was a big old fuck you, but it was like I said, that entire game was the most Belichickian thing I've ever seen. I was amazed he didn't just go for 2 on every single play. The 4th and 6th, I was like, okay, that's ballsy. And then I was like, no, it's not. Like, we've given you every 3rd down. Like, you know you're gonna pick it up. I mean, it was just a freaking, like, a beat down of every single bit of hope that I think myself as a Jets fan had going into that game. And I was like, okay, yeah, all this talk about we might overturn a dynasty one day. We're taking it one game at a time. You know, we've got an easy schedule. There's some hope. Yeah. And no. Cheesecake.
He couldn't have gone for 2, Travis, because if he went for 2, then the cheesecake. I was going to say, if he goes for 2, then Mike Nugent doesn't get his revenge game. Like, there's no revenge game for Mike Nugent without
is that what, go this is the Mike himself. Nugent revenge game. Yeah, it's great. It's great. Yeah,
absolutely. That was the Mike Nugent revenge game. But the other thing, too, is what I thought, like, I don't know if Belichick respected him for declining both penalties. Like, I think he kind of, like, he must have, he was smiling there, but he must have respected him for doing it twice and knowing, like, I've got to basically, you know, have a personal foul here, you know, some sort of unnecessary roughness play to make this actually, like, have him not decline this penalty. But at the same time, like, it sure feels like Adam Gase is just, like, straight up tilting in that moment. Like, he is so off. He's like, screw you. I know what you're trying to do. I'm not going to let you do it. It's like when you're playing a game, whether it's ping pong or basketball or whatever with a friend or, you know, a video game, something. And you're just like, the person's beating you bad. And then they like do something to like, you know, maybe they miss a shot they should have made or whatever. And they're like, don't do that. Don't you do that to me. Like, you play your full game. And that's kind of the way I felt Gase treated it. But at the same time, right, there's just this total tone deafness to the whole moment that, like, I don't know, I thought
two simultaneous thoughts. One was, he's definitely just screwing with the Jets. The second thought I had was, in his Bill Belichickian, he's Dr. Strange, right? He's Benedict Cumberbatch as Dr. Strange. He sees all dimensions. He knows all the options. And then he chooses the one friggin' scenario in which he can always win and never lose. He saw into his Dr. Strange brain and went, Adam Gase is going to get fired in 2 years. I'm going to hire him as my quarterback's coach. And that guy is going to be on my staff, screwing with everybody else around us, going, no, you don't get to do this to us. And I think he has an affinity for Adam Gase in that moment that is going to result in 3 years with Adam Gase on the Patriots sideline coaching his quarterbacks. It's 1,000% going to happen.
That kind of reminds me of Tom Brady giving Demaryius Thomas a gift pregame, and then Demaryius Thomas like dropping the most catchable pass I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like, oh, what's in the box, Tom?
I think the box said, thanks for giving Sam mono on a watch. So it's a watch with the face that says, thanks for bringing mono to Sam Darnold. Or as a pair of pliers so that Demaryius could rip off Sam Darnold's toenails this morning.
That could have been what happened. That's how the toenail fell off. I like that conspiracy.
See, Trev, where Trev gets like sad, I just get so incensed. Like, I don't understand how for 20 years, this one team and this one guy with his incredible all-time quarterback have just completely owned us. Like, I don't understand how one time we have not been able to figure this out. Like, it is infuriating, guys.
You make a good point, Josh. Tom Brady has tortured Jets fans for a real long time, and I, for one, am also quite tired of it. Hey, it's Scott Mason. Sorry, just wanted to jump in real quick and let you know about a couple of great things going on, courtesy of Play Like a Jet. First of all, I got to tell you about CBS Sports HQ, brand new streaming sports network. It's live 24/7, and it's absolutely free. You get breaking news, highlights, fantasy advice, and gambling picks, too. As I said before, though, the best part of it is it's absolutely free. I don't mean for a week or a month. I mean it's completely free forever. You don't even need a login. Just download the CBS Sports app on your phone, Apple TV, Roku, Fire TV, or any other connected device at any time to watch CBS Sports HQ. No fake debates, so no Skip Bayless or Stephen A. Smith. Just sports for real sports fans at a great price of, yep, you guessed it, absolutely nothing. You don't even have to log in or sign up for anything. Download the CBS Sports app and watch CBS Sports HQ today. Also, if you're looking for tickets to the big event coming to town, you're going to want to download the Vivid Seats mobile app, because right now, if you use the promo code OVERTIME at checkout, you'll get yourself a discount of up to $100 on your very first purchase. Every single purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, and you automatically get enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. You can see concerts, sporting events, or any kind of arena show that you like. They've got tickets for everything. So make sure you download the Vivid Seats mobile app today. Enter the promo code OVERTIME at checkout, and you'll receive a discount of up to $100 on your first purchase. And finally, got to tell you about mybookie.ag. My brother Craig comes on the show once a week to give you his gambling tips. And while he lost on the Jets, he did win on all of his other picks. So if you would have followed his advice, you could have made some big money betting over at mybookie.ag, because right now, if you sign up, you'll get your first deposit doubled when you use the promo code OVERTIME. That's right. They're going to match your very first deposit when you use the promo code OVERTIME. Bet on the Jets or bet on any of the other games around the league. Plus, you can make prop bets like this coming Sunday against the Jaguars. You can bet on how awesome Gardner Minshew's mustache is going to be, how many times I'm going to contemplate punching a hole in my television set because of Tremaine Johnson. Those aren't real prop bets, but you know what I'm saying. You can bet the over-under, and you can bet on who's going to have the most touchdowns or who's going to have the most rushing yards. Normal human being stuff, not the kind of stuff that gets my mind going. So head over to mybookie.ag right now, sign up, and you will get your first deposit doubled. Mybookie.ag, you play, you win, and you get paid. Brian, sorry again to cut in on the show. Go ahead, my friend.
The thing that also makes me sad, Travis, is like, and like, whatever. I'm watching Tom Brady on the sideline, and like, you know, they're showing him with his helmet off, and I'm like, that motherfucker looks like he's 18 years old. Like, what the hell is happening with this guy? He's Benjamin Buttoning his whole life. Like, he's going backwards in time. It's like, there's no end to this. This is going to keep going, guys, for another 10 years. He's going to be playing until he's 50. Oh, my God.
I turned 40 last week, and I can't do crap. I'm eating cheesecake in a truck. Through that guy.
Oh my gosh. All right, do we need to talk a little bit about the defense before we go and cry and eat more cheesecake? But I don't know what we can even talk about with this defense. Like, Greg Williams is atrocious. He's still lining his players up super far off the field, his safeties. I mean, there was some good play by the defensive line, I thought. You know, Lennon Williams had a couple plays. Quinnen Williams got some pressure at some points in time. But, you know, Gary Myers had this, you know, very Gary Myers tweet, like, you know, last night saying, like, oh, well, you know, I can't believe that Tom Brady is still in this game. What's Bill Belichick doing? And it's like, you know, if you were threatened by someone, then you would remove them from the game. But the point is, like, that's not a reflection on Bill Belichick and, like, the fact that he's being cavalier with his quarterback. It's a reflection on the fact that the Jets are just like, they're like, they've had their claws removed, right? Like, there's just, he's not afraid of this team. So
literally and figuratively, we have had our toenails removed.
10 minutes remaining, like, just not going to happen. Keeps coming back to cheesecake and toenails.
Cheesecake and toenails. So, I don't know,
any thoughts about this defense? Did you see anything last night? I mean, Tremaine Johnson had one play, which was fantastic, and then the rest of the time, who's horrific. But I don't know. Is there anything that we haven't already rehashed a million times? Jamal Adams is great. There's a, you know, solid defensive line. I mean, Mosley came back, right? Did you guys key in on Mosley? Was he doing anything last night?
He was not dropping back into coverage as much. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Marcus May and Jamal Adams both still had a pretty damn good game. But, I mean, we can't play defense with two people. I really liked Bart Scott's comment after the game about Tremaine Johnson, which was, dude, you're straight up stealing from this organization. Yes.
Thank you.
You need to give your salary to charity. Daryl Roberts is not great, but at least he's over there. You know, he's putting out a lot of effort every single play. That was just kind of a microcosm. I mean, Leonard Williams showed up a couple plays. Like, I realized he was playing, doing a little bit more than the quote-unquote dirty work. It was a mess. I mean, they were just dink and dunked all day long. It was like – that first drive was like death by a thousand cuts, and it's
Go ahead. You take a bite of cheesecake. It's okay.
I don't know if I got any more words.
The only thing that I'd like to discuss, and maybe we don't want to even do it, at what point in an NFL season with an NFL team, professional athletes, do you just revolt and go, as Marcus May, as Jamal Adams, I'm not lining 20 yards off the ball to start this play. I'm going to get up within 10 yards. I'm going to direct my defense as I see fit. Like, I think the league is set up in a little way where coaches ultimately still have all the power. Like, you can bench a guy, and guys don't want to pick up their reputation that they're not going to listen to coaches. I get all that. I understand this is their livelihood. But at what point does this team go, you know what, like, CJ, Marcus – Jamal, Leo, like, at what point do those guys just go, you know what, we got this, we're going to do this our own way? Like, at what point is there just a full-on revolt in which they don't look so ridiculous lining so far off the ball?
Oh, man, I think if for the players it's hard, right, because they, you know, they have to think, okay, is this someone I have to live with next year? Is this person going to, you know, go squawk to the front office and tell them, you know, that they need to cut me? Right. But like, there is this sense of like, is this defensive coordinator dead? Because once he's dead, I'll do whatever the hell I damn well please. And for whatever reason, Greg Williams has this reputation that he's this great defensive mind. And maybe he was 15 years ago, but the game has passed him by and no one has seemed to pick up on that. And so I would not be surprised if Greg Williams is the defensive coordinator next year. And I mean, as insane as it is for me to say it, Greg Williams is not the worst problem on the coaching staff of this team, right? Like, he's not the worst problem. So for me, saying that is saying a hell of a lot. So I expect he'll be there next year. And so the guys aren't going to want to rock the boat, which makes me want to eat some cheesecake.
I'm telling you, it's oddly cathartic.
Now, is there? We need to know what kind of cheesecake it is you're specifically eating. Is it just straight up cheesecake? Is it?
Yes,
like,
I'm sad. I'm not fancying this shit up. Like, this is just straight up grocery store New York style cheesecake.
Oh, awesome. He's a basic man with basic cheesecake needs. Everybody,
yeah,
he just wants to be left alone in a truck in Appalachia with a fork and his two jet buddies.
Wait.
And just chopping it up.
There's like, no fork involved.
I was
like, going
to say, is there a fork?
A fork?
I have to know. I have to know.
No, I'm
no
like,
fork?
I am fistfulling this crap.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
Just I'm legitimately right now the male version of a bad scene in the Bridget Jones Diaries.
The Travis Milton Diaries, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a Kathy cartoon.
It is completely a Kathy cartoon.
Oh man, this is so good. All right.
What is
I don't know. I don't know where we go from here. I think this is a great signal that it's time to wrap it up. Gentlemen, thank you for taking time. Josh, I know today is a busy day for you. Travis, I know you've got about a quarter or three quarters of a cheesecake yet remaining to consume. So we'll leave you to that.
All right.
Everyone, thanks so much for listening. Please rate and review the Play Like a Jet feed. You can find it all the places you're already listening to us. So, hey, thanks to the Play Like a Jet crew and the Turn on the Jets crew. Thank you so much for all the work. And we will see you next week. hopefully the Jets will have a different situation than a 33-0 loss. And will be Sam Darnold will have exercised the demons, and I don't know, maybe he'll have a prosthetic toenail for the game next week. We'll just have to wait and see.
Gross.
Thanks. Yeah, gross. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Have a good week.
Bye.
Protect your toenails.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.